You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Sarah Caster-Perry. Now, as we've heard, vaccines against seasonal flu can not only stop people succumbing to the infection, but they can also reduce the risk of onward complications, like heart attacks. But vaccines are very expensive. They also need to be updated regularly because the virus changes or mutates year on year, and they can be quite slow to manufacture, which can be a problem when large amounts of a new vaccine are needed all at once and in a hurry, such as when a pandemic occurs. Well, now a new biotechnology company called Medicago have developed a technique for quickly and cheaply producing vaccines using tobacco plants. Genes from the flu virus are added to the plants using a bacterial Trojan horse. And Professor Brian Ward from McGill University is the medical officer for Medicago, and he told me how it works.
The platform that's used is a transient transfection in a tobacco plant. What that means is that pretty much all of the cells of the leaves of young tobacco plants are infected transiently by a bacterium that's carrying a little bit of DNA that we instruct the bacterium to deliver to the plant cells. As a non-plant biologist, one of the coolest things about this entire process to me was the fact that you get the bacteria into all of the plant cells by literally turning these young tobacco plants upside down in water and then sucking the air out of the plant with a vacuum. It's called vacuum agaroinfiltration, but it's fantastic because what happens is if you suck hard enough on the root of a plant, the leaves collapse like sponges. You submerge them in a bath of these bacterium, and then when you release the vacuum, every cell in every leaf of the plant sucks the liquid in containing the bacteria, and every plant cell is infected simultaneously.
So you get little seedlings of tobacco plants, which are making proteins from the genes that you've added with this bacterium.
The bacterium contains the genetic information in a plasmid, and that plasmid directs the production of the viral protein within the cytoplasm of the plant cell, so that that single viral protein then migrates to the surface of the plant cell, and it auto-assembles into these small virus-like particles that look from the outside like a virus, but have nothing on the inside. They're empty. They don't contain virus genetic material.
But critically, they can behave as a virus in terms of their immunogenicity. You can put them in, the body thinks they look like a virus, so it makes an immune response against them.
Yes, these virus-like particles essentially trick the body into believing that there's a viral infection, and so the body makes a response that it would typically make to a virus that's infecting them. But in this case, it's just a response to the surface hemagglutinin protein, and so you get the benefit without much of the risk.
How do you get the virus-like particles out and not end up with a whole lot of plant gloop going with it?
So that's another really interesting thing that the company has done. Initially, they did grind up the plant cells. As it turns out, these virus-like particles collect between the cell wall that surrounds each plant cell and the outside membrane of the plant cell in these pockets, essentially, that contain large numbers of virus-like particles. The cell wall can be digested with enzymes that are directed against plant wall but not plant membrane. As a result, you can put the plant mass, just slightly ground up plant material, into a vat with enzymes, and the cell walls are digested away. Because the virus-like particles are between the cell wall and the outside membrane of the plant cell, they are simply released into the liquid in which you're doing the digestion, making the purification very easy.
Now, when we make flu vaccines in eggs, you get roughly 3 doses per egg. So how many doses do you get per tobacco plant?
It's highly variable. The production facility in North Carolina works with batches of about 15,000 plants. 15,000 plants translate into about 30 kilograms of plant material, so it looks green. And then that green material can yield about 5 million doses of vaccine.
So quite a bit, and presumably very fast to make.
That's one of the huge advantages of this platform, is that the tobacco plants are young, healthy, growing. They're transfected. When they're harvested, between 5 and 8 days later, depending on how much sun there is, they look perfectly healthy. And so you harvest and then process. So that the cycle of production is actually very, very fast.
No risk of people getting hooked on flu vaccines?
I don't think so. No risk of people getting hooked on flu vaccines.
But being more serious, when you put the vaccine material into a clinical setting, what have you done with this so far? Has this just gone through animals? Have you just done this in terms of demonstration? Where are you in this sort of approval process?
So far, the company has done the standard work preclinical, which means animal studies and toxicity studies. And in fact, two of the products have gone into human trials. One of the products, the H5 monovalent vaccine, has gone forward into a phase 2 study.
This is against bird flu, H5N1.
This is against the bird flu. So that's the product that's furthest advanced. The total number of people involved in those studies is about 300 so far, phase 1 and phase 2. And the seasonal H1 vaccine, which is again a monovalent vaccine that targets the circulating H1 virus now, that's gone into 100 people to date.
Have you actually got to the stage where those people have been challenged with flu so you know that they're making a protective response?
So one of the options for testing a flu vaccine is to do a human challenge study, but we haven't done that yet. Right now in phase 1 and phase 2 trials, what you're looking for is safety, how well the vaccines are tolerated, and what kind of immune response they make. And so far, these vaccines are very well tolerated, very similar to the kinds of responses that you get from a standard trivalent vaccine. But they also elicit really quite strong immune responses. The H1 vaccine certainly meets all of the criteria for licensure for the trivalent vaccines. So clearly that's the next step for the company, is to actually move from the monovalent H1 vaccine to incorporate an H3-containing vaccine and a B-type virus to make a trivalent virus-like particle vaccine made in plants.
And the timeline for that?
Can I say soon and get away with it? I think that there's a hope that by the end of 2011, that there will be a candidate trivalent vaccine that can be tested at least preclinically.
What about cost?
That's one of the huge advantages of this platform. Using plants as the bioreactors instead of stainless steel vats in a high production facility allows the cost of goods to be considerably lower. And so these vaccines can be produced for less than the standard vaccines that are produced in eggs. Furthermore, the facility itself, because it's not based on incubation of eggs and a supply chain of high quality eggs and so on, is also considerably less expensive than the investment in an egg-based facility.
That was Professor Brian Ward from McGill University speaking to me at the ESWI Influenza Conference. And to be clear, as the politicians like to say, you don't actually have to smoke the tobacco plant-produced vaccine, you inject it.
Laying the facts bare. The Naked Scientists.